side road?
In the ditch beside the road?
Bar ditch.
The place where you would walk beside the road.
Walk beside the road. Well, I wouldn't know unless you mean path.
I found this to be rather fruitless in the parts of the upper Midwest. This is quite a fruitful word. They get such things as sidewalk in town and a bypath out of the country and things like that. Our people just don't do it. Get bowled over it.
We just don't, we're not that careful in describing things, maybe.
If, this is one that always bothers me. But let's say a boy is standing out on a pile of rocks or stones and reaches down like this and he goes like that. What would you say he had done?
Oh, he's thrown a rock. You want chunked?
No, it's all right. And let's say you were standing at a river and you saw it bounce on the other side and somebody said, did the stone fall in the river? Did it go only part way across? You'd say, no, it didn't go part way across. It went
you mean clean across?
If that's what you say.
No, I think they'd ask me, I'd say I went clear across. If you were writing an essay or something, you'd probably say it went entirely across.
And where were you at, I'm not prying now, at 6 o'clock tonight?
Well, I was on my way home.
Where were you at 6:30?
Oh, I was just getting up from the supper table. Not dinner, but supper.
Downtown?
No, at home.
Okay. And if someone is walking in this direction, I say he's coming
toward.
If you went down, if you left your office, let's say, and met someone outside, there was no predetermination here, and your wife said, did you mean to meet him out there? You'd say, no, I just...
accidentally bumped into him.
I'm a bumped into her, ran into him, man.
That's my sentiment.
If a man is named William, and his son is named William, you'll say that the parents named the child
Junior.
Well, how in relation to his father?
William Junior. Let's back up. What happened there?
Huh?
What happened there?
I want to know if you say we named the child after him, we named the child for him.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'd say they named named the child for his father. Yeah, you give me a multiple choice and we'll get along a little better here. Saves a lot of head scratching.
I'm afraid I might be pushing you, though.
Well, mix them up a little.
Okay, what pets do you have? What pets would you like to
have? Oh, let's say dog.
Dog? And what other pet might somebody have?
Oh, cat or kitten.
Okay. What would you tell a dog if you wanted him to attack another dog?
Sick him.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Just command him to come.
Okay. Now if a dog isn't a purebred, but rather is just all sorts of dogs, you say he's a...
just plain D-A-W-G dog. mongrel.
If two dogs are fighting, someone gets in with his hands to pull them apart.
That's a bad procedure. They're inviting someone.